The Czech Pen Club on Monday marked its 85th anniversary. Established in Prague just 3 years after the Worldwide Association of Writers was founded in London in 1922, the Czech Pen Club brought together some big names in pre-war Czech literature, including Karel Čapek, František Langer, and Viktor Fischl. Today, the Czech Pen Club carries on its mission of promoting freedom of speech, supporting oppressed writers in many countries around the world. Jan Richter has more.
Café Louvre in Prague's Národní třída was where several leading Czech writers got together on the 15th of February 1925 to establish a Czech branch of the International Pen Organization. Headed by Karel Čapek, the association emphasized the role of literature in promoting mutual understanding between the nations of the world. 85 years later, members of the Czech Pen Club met in the same venue to mark the anniversary. The head of the Czech branch of Pen International, poet and singer-songwriter Jiří Dědeček, says Pen has changed along with the times.
I think in the beginning, in the 20s, it was a relatively democratic atmosphere, very easy to exist. And Karel Čapek was very efficient, and he tried to establish the Pen in relation with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and with the Ministry of Culture. So these two ministries were sponsors of Pen Club. The situation today is completely different.
For one thing, the Czech Pen Club relies on private and corporate donors for funds. As an international organization, it's not eligible for Czech government grants. But more importantly, it's no longer just a writer's club. The main activity is the promotion of free speech and artistic freedom in countries where this is still an issue.
This is maybe the biggest difference between the Pen Club today and the Pen Club 85 years ago, because we decided to support our colleagues, writers, translators, poets, in the non-democratic countries and to publish their work here in Czech Republic in two languages. For example, our colleague Jorge Olivera from Havana is published in Spanish and in Czech, and to distribute the book not only here in the Czech Republic, but especially in their homeland.
Writers in the Czech Pen Club have first-hand experience with oppression of freedom of speech. The communist regime did not tolerate the club, and the Czech Center was dormant through most of the communist era. Many independent writers, including the dissident playwright and future president Václav Havel, were persecuted and often jailed. Novelist and playwright Ivan Klíma says support from their colleagues abroad always meant a great deal.
It was very important for us when Havel was in prison, Kantrukova was in the prison, so they were getting some letters from colleagues from the whole world, and they sent protests to embassies in their own country, and even they collected some money and they contributed to the author, not only imprisoned writers, but also for the writers who couldn't publish at all. So it was a great help, material and also spiritual.
Members of the Czech Pen Club now help writers in countries like Cuba, Belarus, Turkey and others. In the past 2 years, they have put out two books. Besides Jorge Olivera Castillo, they have put out a book of poetry by the Kurdish poet Ahmed Arif as part of the Czech Pen Club library. Their next project involves Chinese dissidents. Working with the Czech NGO People in Need, they want to publish a book of letters between the Czechoslovak Democratic Initiative Charter 77 and the Chinese group Charter 08, which was directly inspired by the Czechs. Jiří Dědeček explains.
I met one of them, a very brave woman, in our center of Czech Pen, and then during the discussion we decided to try to do this project, to publish simply the correspondence between Chart 77 and Chart 08. It could be interesting. The really crucial problem for us is in which language we have to publish it. It's in Chinese, in Czech, and then in English maybe, I don't know.
The Czech Pen Club is also marking the anniversary with an exhibition that runs until the 25th of February in Prague's Klementinum. More details about the Czech Pan can be found at www.pan.cz.
Thanks, Jan.